Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hey there.
So big news this last week with the USDA suddenly canceling already issued grants that were already in progress of being applied, staff hired, money spent. Suddenly, boom, the money's gone. What's going on?
It was a shock to the groups who were operating under these grants to try to help people getting into farming for the first time, or learning more about farming. And to me, it's a big blow for local food and food production in general.
And we're talking about $300 million that was cut. And this is all over the country?
Yes. And the grants were approved nearly 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
And in 2023. And people have been, putting their plans together, enacting them, hiring people, getting infrastructure in place, and boom, it was gone. So the grants are called Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program.
Great name.
And so it's very long. And it was funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. Again, 50 projects for five-year contracts across the U.S.
So how do you... how do you break a contract like that? The contract has been signed, the agreement has been made. It's legally binding both the recipient and the donating entity, the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
How do you break that contract without incurring legal action?
Well, the feds are saying that in looking at the target audiences and the goals of a lot of these grants, they are violating the no DEI allowed, and I'm putting that in my own words.
But the no DEI thing wasn't part of the original. That came in just last year with Donald Trump.
Well, the groups who have lost their funding so suddenly are encouraging people to call their legislators to say, this isn't going to work, and we are operating now with no money in projects that are already in place. So these were granted from the USDA Farm Service Agency. According to the website, they launched this program to, it's still on their website, to help underserved producers by increasing land, capital, and market access. The program funds cooperative agreements. And it states that land access is critical to the success of agriculture, and it goes on and on, touting the benefits of these programs, and now suddenly it's a change of heart. But there were two examples that we could point out of the 50 projects. One was in Florida. The target audience for, and it was all across Florida and other states, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina. Target audience, small farmers, veterans, and women. Obviously, people who don't deserve to be helped at all in the eyes of the new administration. They were developing, and I hope still are developing, small farm and veteran incubator clusters. And that just means that they're helping people get together and develop programs, develop farming spaces, develop market access, and kind of get going and get a lot of local food to people.
Yeah, and I mean that's Trump taking a shot right at his base. I mean, Florida.
Exactly. And the other example we can point out is right here in Iowa.
Also a quote red state.
Well, and Donald Trump is currently trying to win farmers back. He's befuddled them with the corn, corn being brought in from, God knows where, and beef prices and lack of markets, and then wanting to give them handouts instead of market access. So this program in Iowa, target audience is BIPOC, Latinx, immigrant, refugee.
Oh, that's all kinds of red flags right there if you're the Trump administration.
If you're the Trump administration. Yeah. So they are trying to, three Iowa cities with the largest populations of those, Des Moines, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, to help farmers overcome challenges to building and sustaining their farm and deal with the increasing high cost of land in Iowa.
I wonder if it's a Sustainable Iowa Land Trust is the group that's involved with it. I wonder if they've approached any of the state level Republican political leaders. I can't imagine that our Congress members or Senator Grassley are happy about this. Maybe they don't care.
I haven't heard how their outreach to the different folks in power are responding, but I know they're reaching out, and according to a post on Facebook from one of the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust board members, Zach Couture, he's done a lot of work in this area with immigrant communities and farming and just some amazing results and really, really big successes. He says that they had given tours to the offices of Zach Nunn. And by the way, Zach Nunn co-sponsored the legislation for this funding, along with Senator Joni Ernst and Senator Chuck Grassley, who at the time that they got the tours of the programs that were in place that they wanted to create more of and do a better job with even, those two senators expressed understanding of the needs for the investment. So that's why Sustainable Iowa Land Trust, other organizations, many across Iowa, across the country, are saying reach out to your legislators and look. There's a list on the USDA Farm Services of the programs.
I will be really surprised if there are not court cases on these. And I will be surprised if those court cases don't go the way of the farmers that have been impacted.
I would be shocked, too. The thing that really gets me also is the pretty boy of the Trump administration, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is promoting all the healthy, local, sustainably, you know, ethically raised foods. You know, this cut goes right against everything he stands for, too.
Oh, well. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Hey, thanks, Kathy.